Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, their entire criminal syndicate system is being exposed, one hidden shell company at a time. And now people are now looking for these shell companies, looking for these companies that actually don't even make sense, because they just pop up about a year or two before they actually receive the money. They have no employees. There's no reason why they should be able to receive this money. And all these shell companies now are being exposed. Now, the question is, why are these shell companies being popped up like this? Where's the money actually really going? And I do believe this is where Elon is going to come in. And this is where he's going to take the scalpel and be very, very delicate in following the money and find out where it exactly goes. And you're going to find out that this entire system is one gigantic criminal syndicate system where all the money flows not to these ridiculous programs. Yes, maybe a very, very small percentage just to make it look good. But most of the money is not going there. It's going to the riots that we've seen. It's going to the false flags. It's going to war. It's going to overthrow governments in other countries. It's going to those individuals that are actually carrying out the orders of the deep state players, and they get paid via kickbacks. That's where all of this is going. So this entire time, for many, many, many years, the people have been paying for all of this. We've been paying for everything that we see, which means all these terrorists, all these shootings, all these different things, they were instigated by the deep state players, and they did it on purpose to push us to give up our rights, which we just can't give up because they had to convince us that they're privileges, to push certain laws to get us into war and to keep us controlled. That's what all of this is about. But now Trump and Elon, they're unwinding all of this. And Trump, he just shut down the deep state players, because you remember, all throughout the process of cutting these programs, exposing these programs, you know there's going to be lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And now Trump has said, listen, you want to sue me? Go right ahead. Sue the government. But again, if you lose, I'm signing an executive order saying that you're going to incur all the costs when you lose. Because most of these lawsuits that are now being put into action, like, oh, you can't fire me, oh, you can't shut off the aid, in the end, when it goes to the Supreme Court, they know that they're going to lose. So now they're going to have to think twice about all of this, because once they lose, which they will, they're going to have to incur the cost of the lawsuit and pay back everything the government spent. Think about that for a second. The other thing that Trump just did, he shut off the intelligence to Perkins Coie, you know, the law firm that is involved with Clinton, Obama, and the rest. So the deep state players, they're being cut off from intel. They are now running blind like we've never seen before. Absolutely incredible. And Trump, he's just exposed who is actually at war with Russia. No, it's not Ukraine. As soon as Trump shut down the intelligence to Ukraine, you know what happened? It actually exposed who's actually at war with Russia. And now everyone can see it. Now they're screwed. And I do believe this is how Trump is getting Zelensky and getting Putin now to come to the table to talk about peace. Plus, Trump now is bringing Obama and John Kerry into focus, because he sent a letter to Iran because he wants to talk about the nuclear deal, the nuclear weapons. So we could see we're moving into another phase right now, and this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Basically, the deep state players at this point, they're being shut down, exposed at every turn. And I do believe as this continues and as this information comes up and it starts to combine with the Epstein client list and Diddy and everything else, this is the storm that is definitely heading our way. And when you take this to the next level, and you talk about Biden, who was the resident at the time in the White House, and you talk about the auto pen, where it looks like there were staffers and others actually just signing things. We're talking about fraud here. We're talking about everything that Biden has done, everything that he's put into place. It might be null and void at this point. Because once again, if he is cognitively impaired, just like Herr said when he did the investigation about the documents that he had in his garage, that means the auto pen that was used by the staffers and others, they've committed fraud on the people. Because remember, when you go back a little bit in time, sometimes Biden didn't even know that he signed something. He had no clue whatsoever because remember, he wasn't running the country. So who was actually making decisions? Obama? I do believe so.